Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland. You know that by now. Thank you, Jesus. And this is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. I heard the Lord say it many, many years ago in Hereford, Texas. Every believer has a voice, and it is the voice of victory. Do you have victory in the new birth? I said, yes, sir. Do you have victory in the baptism of the Holy Ghost? I said, yes, sir. Do you have victory in the... And yes, 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 yes. And I had... And that's where this came from. This is a long time ago. And we were in another abandoned drugstore building, so you know how long it's been in Hereford, Texas. Hereford, Texas? Yeah. I won't go into that story, but it's a good one. Anyway, every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory. So this is the Believer's Voice of Victory. So there you have it. Isaiah chapter 52. Now we're talking about the command authority of a follower of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Command authority in the believer. And this is promises out of the first covenant. Verse 13, behold, my servant shall deal prudently. He shall be exalted and extolled and be very high. As many were astonished at thee, his visage was so marred more than any man, and his form more than the sons of men. He was beat and slapped until he no longer looked like a man. He was bruised on his back, and the Roman soldiers slapped him with the open hands, and he didn't say anything. They spit on him. He said nothing. Because he didn't even look human. Far more than the sons of men, so shall he sprinkle many nations. The kings shall shut their mouths at him, for that which had been told them shall they see that which they had not heard nor consider. Who hath believed our report? To whom then the forth? For surely, say surely. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. That's also translated sicknesses and pains. But he was wounded for our, he was bruised from, I have the, right up, I go in the morning and shave. This is right there. I go through this every morning. I shaved this morning. I did this. I have it written out on a little, those little yellow tablets with lines on them, and just took God's station and taped it to my shaving mirror. I go in there and read that every morning. Glory to God. And I'll tell you what. Surely he hath borne my griefs and carried my sorrows. We did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our shalom, nothing missing, nothing broken, was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Hallelujah. With his stripes we are healed. So I'm healed. I'm healed. All right. Now, thank you, Jesus. 2 Corinthians 5:21. Oh, you know what's coming up here. The fifth chapter of 2 Corinthians. Just about the entire gospel of Jesus of Nazareth is in this fifth chapter by this great apostle. Now, I remember when I enrolled at Oral Roberts University, and I had a book called Roaming Through Romans, and I thought, maybe I better read Romans before I roam through it. And I'll say something else to you. In the study hall, I would be gone a week, because I was second command on the Oral Roberts Evangelist Association airplane. So I was in all those meetings, which meant I was also in the morning. They only had evening meetings, either in the tent or in a large auditorium or someplace. So I got to be in the teaching, where he taught the sponsoring pastors. Huh. My, my. And some people came to me and said, God's taken his hand off of Brother Roberts. I said, what do you mean by that? Well, we went back and checked out some of the people, and then they're not healed anymore. Well, I said, did Oral Roberts heal them? No. And this just popped out of my spirit. Well, the same unbelief that got them in that place in the first place got them in it again. Well, what had happened, they'd be healed miraculously. Then some of the symptoms would come back, and then 98% of them that lost it said this, well, I thought I was healed, I guess I'm not. And boy, the devil come right back in there, and it's 7 times worse than it was the first time. But then Brother Hagin realized, and the Lord directed him, follow those meetings up with teaching so those same people can get teaching about it. Well, I had the privilege of being under both of them. So when those symptoms came, they just agreed with it. But then you have to know James 4:7. Draw nigh to God and he'll draw nigh to you. Submit yourself to God and resist the devil and he'll flee from you. He won't flee from you unless you do the requirements. And then you don't do this in 5 minutes. Draw nigh to God, he's in the book. He is the book. You draw nigh to him in the word. Well, now how did I know where those scriptures are? Because I've drawn nigh many times in the last 57 years. They're there. They're there. But I've learned over the years, in order to get the benefit from them, I must turn to them and not let them depart from my eyes. That's Proverbs chapter 4 in the book. So, for we know, we have intimate knowledge that our earthly house is of this tabernacle we're dissolved. We have a building of God, a house not made with hands. Look at that. Eternal in the heavens. Oh, we got heaven involved. For in this we groan earnestly, desiring to be clothed upon with our house, which is from heaven. If so be that being clothed, we shall not be found naked. They're talking about his spirit here, spiritually naked. For we that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened, not for that which unclothed, but clothed upon, that mortality. Are you listening and looking at that? Are you? Those of you that are with us on this, let me remind you, KCM.org notes. And then you have these scriptures and go back and I mean study them, read them all, make notes of them, write them down, study them, meditate on them. That's what God told Joshua to do. Mortality might be swallowed up of life. Whoa, what a statement. Now, he that hath wrought us this selfsame thing is God, who also hath given unto us the earnest of the Spirit. Therefore, we are always confident, knowing that while we're at home in the body, we're absent from the Lord. For we walk by faith and not by sight. I didn't make that up. Brother Hagin didn't make that up. You know, Jesus made that up. We We are absent. We walk by faith and not by sight. We are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Wherefore we labor and so forth and so on. We must appear before judgment. Hey, judgment. That's command authority.
Oh,
yes. So now we come on down. Verse 14, the love of Christ constraineth us because we thus judge that one died for all, then all are dead. They died for all which should not henceforth live themselves, but unto them that died for. Wherefore, and we know we know no man after the flesh, yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, henceforth, if there any man be in Christ. Here we are. Here's the payoff. Are you listening?
Yes.
Are you watching?
Yes.
Well, don't just watch the top of my head. Watch the book. If any man, any person be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. What old thing? That old sinful nature is gone. Gone, gone, gone. Behold, all things have become new, and all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, given to us the ministry of reconciliation, to know that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, and not imputing their not holding our trespasses against us. Whew. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, you be reconciled to God. For he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. My God. Righteousness, that's not holiness. That's right standing with him. Right standing with him. I didn't know that night in 1962 when I asked Jesus to come into my heart. I didn't know that. I've never read that. I was scripturally literate. So the Lord just did a big favor for me. For about 30 or 40 seconds there, I couldn't close my mouth, and profanity was gone from that day to this. I had to come back and learn that I'm a new creature in Christ. I am a new creature in the Anointed One and his anointing. Christ Mass. Amen. So in the fourth chapter of the book of Luke, when he came back from the temptation into power of God, he went to his hometown. He was raised there. Listen now, with the word anointed is common to us. It was not to them. Anointed meant Messiah. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has messiahed. He has messiahed me to preach the gospel to the poor, and so forth. They heard the word Messiah and went ballistic. Who does he think he is? Why, we know his sisters and his men, da-da-da-da-da. We ain't known him since he is a little boy. How could he be the Messiah? The Messiah had to be born of somebody. No teaching. Lack of knowledge. It is still there. To a great degree. It is still there. Not altogether. No, no, no. But to a degree. A man, if I called his name, you'd know exactly who he is. And, I'll tell you, it's Sid Roth. And he didn't know. In fact, he just lived like however he wanted to live. And he lack of knowledge. He didn't know anything about it all. But now his broadcast, it's supernatural. Now you can see why he's on the search for the supernatural. I was on his broadcast, and I'm telling you, it's high degree television. Very, very excellent, all of it, in every way. The studio is just absolutely excellent. And, but he did not know. It's Hosea all over again, a lack of knowledge. And he didn't want to know. He's just living any way he wanted to live. But I'm not going to give any more of his testimony. But a lack of knowledge. So here we are. If anybody be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things, that old sin nature's gone. All things are become new and all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, the anointed one in his anointing, and hath given us the ministry of reconciliation to know that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself. Listen, not imputing their trespasses unto them. Now, that's an accounting term. Imputing their trespasses unto them. He's not holding anything against you. And I first found the scripture, Christ died for the ungodly. I thought, well, I qualified for that. And his mercy endures forever. And I thought, whew. Thank God. And I'm still thanking him for it. Like I said before, in a few days, I'll be 88 years old. And I'm still thanking him for it. I'm still thanking him for it. I'm still thanking him for it. And I've worn out Bible after Bible after Bible, and I've gone through this over and over and over again. But here I am doing it again. And it's precious to me. And so, thank you, Jesus. Tim, how much time do we have here?
6 minutes.
6 minutes. Oh, glory to God. Thank you. Okay. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hebrews 2. No. Let's stop off at the book of Ephesians. Chapter 1. These are letters. Have you ever just sat down and just read the letter?
Yes.
The Lord had me at one time reading 1 John over and over and over, and then I read the book of Hebrews over and over and over until there was no place in anymore to mark anything. I'd marked it all. And but now I get to do it again. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus and to the faithful in Christ Jesus, grace be to you and shalom from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world. Glory to God. Now we could just stop and shout, that has opened the door to an entire study before the foundation of the world. Our finite minds, I'm believing that I'll understand it when I get to heaven. But right now, how could someone have always existed? Always is always. Ah! Always is always. Is always. Is always is always. Is always is always. Where'd he come from? He didn't. Where's he going? I don't know. All I know is the book of Revelation where it says the end. A new heaven and a new earth. And here we go into the rest of eternity. But our knowledge is limited to what's in this book. But that's enough for us right now. Before the foundation of the world, having predestined us unto the adoption of children by Jesus, the praise of glory, in whom we have redemption through his blood, to the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace, wherein he hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known all wisdom. Whoa. Having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself. Now, let's come down here to the 16th verse. Cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God, listen, here they are, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Amen. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened. Partner, I cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ may give my partners, the Father of glory, unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, that the eyes of my partners' understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of your calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance is in the saints for you. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward and to my partners who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion, every name that's named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and has put all things under his feet and gave him to be head over all, even to the church, which is his. Oh, glory to God. You talk about authority. That's prayer I pray for my partners. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And you hath he made alive who were dead in trespasses and sin. You hath he made alive. That's me. Amen. You hath he made alive. Amen. You hath he made alive. Amen. And it's under our feet. Yes. You know, I didn't come in here and you say, hello, Brother Copeland and your body. No, you recognize my face. So you just had an idea that the rest of me believe the same thing as my face does. That's command authority. I'll be back in just a few moments. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord God for you.
The Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast study notes will help you dive deeper into these powerful word-based teachings. Get all 5 days of notes at one time. Use them during the week for your personal study time. Download them free at kcm.org.uk/notes. Create a special family devotional time to follow along with the notes as you watch the broadcast. Study the scriptures with your children and begin instilling God's word now. Use these notes to build your faith library and build up a heritage of faith.
Whoever says to this mountain, be removed and cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes, he will have whatever he says. Believer, it's time to operate in the fullness of the power of Christ in you. Get your Authority in Jesus package, an MP3 teaching and study guidebook by Kenneth Copeland, and learn what it means to be seated in heavenly places in Christ, reigning with Him. Jesus became a human like us so we could become like Him. When you use the name of Jesus in faith, all the power and authority He has backs you up. Are you needing wisdom? Receive it by faith. Are you facing sickness? Speak God's healing promises. Lack? Declare His provision. God's creative power goes to work when by faith you speak out His promises. Learn to use your authority in Jesus and fulfill His call to bring salvation and deliverance to the world. Request your free copy of Your Authority in Jesus package from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. As a child of God, you have been given authority to operate in the blessing. Learn how to live in the victories Jesus has given you. Go to our website, kcm.org.uk/TV special, or call 01225-787-310. Postage charges may apply. Contact your regional office today.
Take the word of faith wherever you go with the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine. Since 1973, KCM has delivered the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine worldwide. We're reaching nearly 400,000 people in 202 countries and territories on 5 continents. All absolutely free. Every magazine contains faith-building articles from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and other guest authors. Read encouraging stories from people like you in testimonies of real-life victory. Equip your kids with powerful tools for spiritual growth in Commander Kelly's Corner. With a variety of viewing formats available, sharing is easier than ever. Download a digital copy for your tablet or mobile device. Click on the interactive magazine option where you'll find bonus content, videos, and downloads. Sign up for your free monthly subscription or download your copy today on our KCM website.
If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Period.
Join us for the California Victory Campaign, November 14th through the 16th. Register at kcm.org/CA today.
Don't miss tomorrow's broadcast. Until then, remember this: God loves you, and we love you, and Jesus is Lord. Shout hallelujah. Yes, 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 yes.
Let the Word of God build your faith. Kenneth Copeland calls kcm.org.uk your study center. You can watch, read, and share faith-based content and teaching resources available to you free.